Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspaper articles of the day. New Year's Eve sounded like fun. It was one busy night in the Butte City Jail. Unrestrained celebrations of the New Year resulted in the arrest of more than a score of minor offenders last night. John Doe and numerous relatives composed the list of most of those who were arrested. Many who were taken into custody were unable to give their own name or any other and were listed as members of the Doe family. Drunk and disturbance were the charges placed against the majority. Among those arrested and charged with excessive intoxication were several women and a 16-year-old boy. Among the New Year's Day articles was this anonymous list of rhyming vows. We've tried out all the old-time vows. We've made our pledges broad and deep. We've fastened halos on our brows and almost been too good to keep. And nearly all the vows we made were selfish things and cheap and flat. We put our virtue on parade by cutting out this fault or that. We'd cease to patronize the bars because such course would bring us wealth. We'd cut out 3 for 5 cigars because they undermined our health. Behind our pledges always stood the selfish, egotistic thought, our own prosperity and good were all for which we ever wrought. Now comes the glad New Year Day and chances for new vows. Our Uncle Sam is in a fray, his banners on a foreign shore. Let's help this year to smooth his way as people never helped before. There'd be 100 urgent calls for coin. Let no call be denied. Let's go down in our overalls and dig up cash with glee and pride. Let's keep the loyalty we bragged of unspoiled on a peaceful day. Let's work as mortals have never before toiled to earn more coin to give away. The weather on that first day of 1918? Unseasonably warm. Along with wheatless and meatless days, Butte yesterday experienced a snowless day. According to J.R. Wharton, forecaster in the Butte Weather Office, reports are mailed to Helena every Saturday night telling how deep the snow lies on the ground. Last night, the Butte office could say with perfect veracity that there was no snow at all. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.